Welcome back, everybody, to another podcast episode with us. This is Hypnotica with Chantel and Melissa. And today we are talking about processing the end of relationships. Oh, so much to be said, but I will let you go ahead and take the lead on this one, Melissa.
Oh my goodness. So it's not the easiest thing to work through. And a lot of people, I've especially in my experience, I have found a lot of male-bodied people skip this step entirely. So they go from relationship to relationship and they skip the processing. The important thing to remember in the processing is we aren't bypassing what we've experienced, what we've gone through. We want to be able to feel it, which is uncomfortable, I know, and heal it and integrate it so we don't bring in unprocessed baggage into our next relationship. The way that I go about doing this, and this is also what I teach my clients, is to we're first going to look at what's here? What's happening? What does your grief feel like to you? Because it's different for everyone. What stage of grief are you in? Because that does not go in order. Sometimes we're angry at first and then we're sad, or sometimes we're sad and then we get angry. So we're looking at what the emotion is, what's real for you, what's here for you right now. Where do you feel that in your body? What does that emotion remind you of? What does it want you to know about it? So we're listening, we're tuning in, and we're paying attention. You get to take the time and space that you need to be with those feelings. Then the next thing is, hang on, I'm hearing two different things. We're going to get to all of it, but just like, okay, what? Moving that, okay, so I'm also hearing like moving this emotion like through your body. For me, that's writing and running. For you, it might look like talking. It might look like going for a walk or going to the gym, doing some sort of creative project. But for me, I love to process through writing. I'm also hearing, yeah, dance, singing, playing music. Something to get you to express the emotion that you're experiencing. And then we're going to look at, as you feel ready, what do you need to take responsibility for? So, what was your part in this? Which, again, is really uncomfortable. So, we're going to go slow. We're going to go easy. We're not going to beat ourselves up about it. And if you're in a situation that is particularly challenging or abusive, and you might be like, well, I don't know, this person did all these like terrible, awful things. The part, and I've been there, the part that I take responsibility for with this is how long I stayed and how much I was not valuing myself enough to leave. So that's what I take responsibility
And how
for.
many red flags we ignored.
Yes.
Oopsie. It's like you learn another red flag with each relationship, right?
Totally. Yes. Absolutely. So we're looking at what do we need to take responsibility for, and how do we now decide, now that we have this information, to move forward from that? Because we don't want to be mean to ourselves or shame ourselves or anything, but it's like, okay, now that I can take responsibility for this, what do I now choose to do moving forward, either with yourself or in your next relationship or both? Sometimes we want to take on all the blame, but there's either one person, or if you have an open dynamic, there can be multiple people inside a relationship. So we don't have to take all the responsibility for literally everything, but we do have to take responsibility for our part and moving through that. The, I guess, yeah, the last point I want to make is tied into what I just said. And it's looking at who you are now choosing to be. And it's not always a one and done thing. Sometimes we have to choose over and over and over again. I am in the middle of choosing right now. Like, I've decided to walk away from something, and there are parts of me that are like, oh, but we could go back. Oh, but if we just say this, oh, no, no, it isn't. This dynamic is not, it's not good for me. It's not right for me. It's not healthy for me, but I have parts that are very attached. So it's how do we detach with love and kindness for the other person, but also for myself. And part of self-love is doing the hard thing of walking away and choosing ourselves instead of trying to like extract love from these people who can't love us. And that's okay. But the way I'm doing this consistently, because it's been so loud lately, is coming back into the present moment, coming back into my body, and coming back into the realization that yes, I can choose to go back, of course. But is that ultimately in my highest good? It is not. So because it's not, I'm retraining my brain, retraining my habits to look at a healthier option, which right now is to be so inside of and so present with myself.
That's so beautiful.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I love that you know, that grief is what's really happening when there's a breakup.
Yes.
And, you know, people think, oh, the person doing the breakup is not, you know, feeling any feelings, but that's so not true. It's the hardest thing to be the one, right? To be the one to say, just not working for me. Like, you know, I feel like relationships are a constant navigation of what's okay for me and what's not, like boundaries,
yes.
Right? And there just sometimes comes this breaking point where it's just like, whatever it is, the toxic masculinity is just enough, right? Like, I've just reached my point, or, you know, you've expressed your needs many a time. My love language is quality time. I need this time. If I don't have access to you for long periods of time, like, I just can't do it. Like, if my energy is going towards this person, just so much of my energy, let's say like 90% of it, of like my thoughts are about this person, and I feel like they rarely think about me, like, that's not balance. And then it's like, I communicate that in the kindest, gentlest way, and then all of their triggers come out, like, what do you mean? I'm doing the best I can, and like, I had no ideas. I'm like, okay. Like, I love what you said about taking responsibility. Like, yes, I do have to take responsibility for all of the red flags that I ignored, and all of the times where I didn't choose myself, or all of the times where I took responsibility for their feelings. You know what I mean? Like, it's not my responsibility to make sure that they're happy all the time, and like bypassing my own needs. Like, sometimes I feel in relationships that, you know, the true me has been ignored by myself. Like, I'm taking responsibility for ignoring myself. And that's a huge thing. Right?
Yes.
And yes. Like, all of those parts have to come on board. Like, previous episode, we talked about parts, but I feel like parts is like the biggest thing for navigating the end of a relationship too, because there are those parts that want to come and take the driver's seat of the bus and be like, okay, I have such and such a need. That person met that need for me. Now what? Like, there's a void, right? Like, who's going to meet that need? And then at the end of the day, we have to start meeting our own needs and start like having that inner dialogue and giving ourselves what we need in the moment. And I love about, the dancing and like the processing of emotions and working through it. And like when we have a feeling, like you said the other day, I forget how long it lasts, but like our emotions don't necessarily last that long unless we like grab onto them and like hop on that train and take it for a ride. But like, like that part that's driving the bus and has that need isn't going to be driving the bus all the time. We have to remember to go back to our true selves, like the observer, the one that wants the best for us overall, for all of our parts, not just the one that has the need right in that second. Like, yeah. I think it's a lot about like patience and waiting and being okay to be uncomfortable through our triggers versus being like, oh no, I'm triggered. I need my person to make it better, right? Instead of like, okay, I'm gonna sit with this. I'm gonna move through this on my own or with a therapist and learn to for that part to be okay. Because if we don't, I find that we just find another person that kind of is very similar, or a relationship where we are very similar than our other relationship, right? Like where we are still taking the responsibility to plan all the dates and to make sure that they're feeling good and like they can be whatever they want and have all of these, triggers and stuff come out. But when we have a need, then like, oh my God, like I don't
Yep,
know. And I'm not
definitely.
saying that all my relationships have been like this, but it's a challenge when I don't know, they feel so triggered when I say, okay, I just can't anymore, and then they're just like, I don't know. I just sometimes don't think it's fair, and then I fall into victim mode. It's like, why can they have all of this behavior, and then I'm just okay with it? But then, whenever I'm not okay with their behavior, then it's a big deal. Like, what's up? What's going on with me that this is happening? Instead of putting the blame on them.
I so relate to that. Yes, I'm like, I'm just here for you, and you get to be yourself, and you get to do all the things. But the minute I ask for something, and you freak out, whoo! But I think it goes back to, I mean, we primarily have been in relationships with men, and they don't know how to regulate or deal with those triggers. They don't, they weren't, most of them were raised shaming their emotions, so they don't have the tools where it's a little more acceptable for us to do the things. And so we do, and we get conditioned into being the good girl. So being the good girl is like, you don't have needs. No. And God help you if you say something. So it's like, you're just here for everyone else, responsible for everyone else. And it's, I feel that's starting to shift and starting to change, which is wonderful and lovely, but there are definitely some growing pains happening in that shifting.
Okay to be a difficult woman.
Yes.
It's okay to have needs. It's okay to show emotion. It's okay to ask for what you want. It's okay to, it's all okay.
Definitely. Absolutely.
Even if it's not okay with them, like then they don't have to be there. Like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
But we shouldn't have to. Oh, what's the quote that came through from my mentor, Amanda Flaker? I wrote it down. Yeah. Somebody I have to agree with for them to love me. Right? Like she said something like, never ever again, will I be with someone that I have to agree with in order for them to love me. It's okay to believe different things and to disagree, and we could still love each other through that. There was it Brené Brown? I forget who was talking about boundaries, but it's like that whole situation of like when you sort of take away something that you've been giving energetically or whatever, and then they get upset about it. It's just like, Who is benefiting from your lack of boundaries?
Absolutely. Which that is, the processing of grief from all of that is super hard too, because like you think this person loves you, but they love what they could get from you.
And they love how they feel around you. Like, that's what I get most often is like, yeah, I feel so peaceful with you. I feel this with you. And it's just like, okay, well, I'm glad for that. And I'm not just Little Miss Peaceful. Like, I do want to grow in this relationship. I don't just want to just stay stagnant. Like, I think that that could come across as rejection, or like that could trigger a rejection wound in our partner when we want to grow and we want to like try new things, or you know, just like it was like, oh well, what was I doing not enough? Like, was I, you know, like I'm like, no, that's not what it's about. Like, why can't we evolve together? Wouldn't that be nice?
Yes, yeah, it can feel really threatening. It's like, no, I want you to come with me on the journey, please.
Yeah,
Not
let's
leave
just explore. And but I feel like too that relationships are there for us to evolve and work through our triggers, you know, like
it.
relationships do trigger like everyone in the relationship. So and we're doing it right. Like, that doesn't mean that we're doing anything wrong. So it's just all about what's okay for us and what's not, and when it's not okay and it's not aligned. Like, I really like to feel aligned and connected. And when I don't feel aligned and connected, I try every possible way that I can to feel that and to communicate that. And when it's just not like, when they're just like, well, you're my person and like you're just always gonna be my person, but I don't have to put in any effort, then it's like, well then. And like, I honor their feelings and I don't want to minimize them, but I also don't feel like it's my responsibility to stay in the relationship or to make the ending so gradual that they don't feel any pain, or you know what I mean? Like, it's not my job to coddle them through that because they've got to face their stuff too, you know?
And yeah, a lot of things do come up at the end, because then you see, what was I suppressing? What was I not asking for? Like, all of it comes up, and it's difficult to sit with, but it's so valuable. So you don't keep repeating the same thing or going for the same people who can't be there for you or can't meet your needs. It's like, okay, when we
Like,
have
I
the
don't
awareness.
know. Yeah, I don't know how it is for you, but like when I try and try and try to connect or to share what's on my heart or share, you know, something that's in the relationship that I would like to shift, and it's just met with like stonewalling or like walking out of the room or like, I can't deal with this right now, but it's not like, we'll deal with it at such and such a time, or I will get back to this, I just need to calm down. But it's just like, no, like this subject is, this box is closed for me, I will not open it. Like, then it's like, I can't. There just comes a breaking point where it's like, if you're not willing to communicate with me, there's no real relationship there. You think there is, but there's not.
I can't be with someone like that. You can take a break. That's okay. You can say, like, I need an hour, a day, a week. You can say that. That's totally fine. I'll respect that. But if you take it without communicating, I'm a bounce. Like, I can't sit with that.
Yeah, like that's why it's so important, like what we were talking about last time with the relationship check-in questions. You know, like there has to be that container, that time set aside where we can bring up the hard things, where we can be like, okay, this is a time and place that we've decided to sit with our triggers and work them out together. We're not running away. We're not telling the other one to not talk about it. We're gonna do it. And if you can't grow with me, then I wish you well.
We don't have to villainize the other person either if it doesn't work. It's
That's a huge thing, because often like if paths they think that that's the only you know, like when it's the last straw and we villainize, like that's when it's over. But you know, neither one has to be the villain. Like you said, we're both taking responsibility for our part, and we're both imperfect people. Nobody's supposed to be perfect, but And like, you know, we can't, I think it was Kyle Seast that said, like, we can't see what we're going to gain. We can only see what we're going to lose.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I adore him.
Right? Yeah, like we, there is so, like, there's plenty of fish in the sea. You know, like we think that our relationship, because we had good times, that's the only good times we're ever going to have. No, that's not the case. There are people out there that want the same things as you do, and they won't find you if you're busy sending all of your energy to this person that isn't reciprocating. And like, we have different love languages, we have different relationship styles, and some of them are just not compatible. And that doesn't make either one of us the bad guy, it just makes it the way it is.
Definitely, yes.
And like, I do love like all of the people that I've been with in the past, you know, like I love them, I wish them well, like I have no ill intent. It's finally time to live life for myself and figure out what I want, because so often we could just lose ourselves in relationships. It's like, okay, so here's the deal. You're gonna love me, and I'm gonna like shapeshift into whatever you want me to be, and that's our agreement. But you know what? That's not my agreement anymore. No, I will not shapeshift into what you want me to be. I want to be happy and follow my heart's desire and explore and learn new things and grow and be uncomfortable, and I like that.
Yes, I do too.
us.
I know. I'm like, speaking of growth, one thing I did not talk about in this is therapy, going to therapy. So for next week, we're going to talk about the pros and cons of therapy and the things that we have learned.
Yeah, I look forward to that. I've got a lot to say on the subject because I've seen a lot of people. Like, I've gone to therapy and people have come to me. So there's definitely things to look for.
Absolutely. Yeah, same here. All right, y'all. We'll see you in a week.